This is Amy.
Hey, Jenny, this is Smita.
Hi, Smita.
Hey, say, I couldn't make it in today. I was at the government center this morning, and I had a primary care doctor appointment this afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, I have an appointment with my psychiatrist. So I will see you Monday, all right?
Okay, and then you've got to make it in for all of the groups all next week, okay?
I promise.
Okay, I'll see you.
I've been having too many emergency room trips, so the medication did need to come under control. So I kind of needed to get this, you know, because they're not, the emergency room is not so happy to see me. So it has to be the primary care, and it has to be the psychiatrist, and it's very difficult to get a hold of them. And changing medication is not easy, and kind of playing with, you know, permutation combinations is not easy, and so it's been.
And, you know, you can always come here and do emergency room visits here, too.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, there's, part of it is because you are on, some of them are to do with your sleep. If it's not medical emergency, you could also use the APS here, the acute psychiatric emergency.
Okay.
And talk with them about the psych meds that you're, like, because there's sleep and psych meds that you're on, correct? The
correct.
Meds that you're taking?
Well, actually, no psych meds. There's sleep meds and neurotransmitter quieting down meds, kind of like fibromyalgia, which is overactive meds and overactive stimulation.
Yeah, so you know you can always go to APS here at Hennepin too.
Okay, so that would be an option if because the reception is not as great there that I could ask for Hennepin ER, Hennepin County Medical Center ER.
Yep, they have either the emergency department and the APS, the acute psychiatric services, because they deal mostly
right, so that could be voluntary hospitalization, and they could just use the bed there.
You can talk to them about it. Yep, but sometimes they do that.
Okay. Alrighty. Sounds great.
Okay. Thanks, Mia.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.